Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brunson. I'm on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We've got a full house on the program. Taylor Mathis in the house, the Ranger Redhead. Ken Stewart, George Kurtz getting ready for a prolonged vacation. So Kurtz steps up and in for one last time with us tonight for a couple of weeks. We've got James Young. We got one WNBA game a little bit later on. We've got Dave Sharapan straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, a six-pack of Major League Baseball games on the board tonight, although it's more about the College Baseball World Series championship game. A lot of talk about who the starting pitcher was going to be. You know, you didn't figure it was going to be Paul Skenes. It's going to be Thatcher Hurd tonight, but expect to see Paul Skenes come into this baseball game. Taylor Mathis in the house, the Raging Redhead. What's going on, Cam? How you doing?
Pretty good, Gabe. No, I'm excited about this game, too. And you saw what happened. Florida put up a 24-burger on these guys the last game, but that's what LSU did. They have a couple pitchers just waiting in the wings there, a couple really good arms. Should be interesting. I know people just assume, hey, it's going to be another high-scoring affair. I'm not so sure about that, Gabe. Maybe we see what we saw before, more pitching and more defense in this one. Should be a lot of fun, though. Can't wait. You're right. I'm all about the College World Series.
Yeah, the College Baseball World Series, the money's coming in right now on the LSU Tigers. FanDuel, LSU -154. The total is up to 9.5. It was 8.5 last night, up to 9.5 right now. And the Florida Gators are +120. T-Mass Sports in the house. Taylor Mathis, how you doing tonight, Taylor?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for the College World Series, too. I realized then after the fact with the College World Series being on the MLB slate, today is so tiny in comparison to the last few days.
Tiny and weak, meek, feeble.
It is.
It's a rough card.
That's my line, too. I looked at it tonight, Gabe. I'm like, this card sucks.
Right.
Like, it's really bad.
What are we looking at? It's not great.
Who would have thought, though? Who would have thought they would say that at any point this year that the Reds and the Orioles is the best game on the card?
Game of the night.
The Cincinnati Reds at the Baltimore Orioles. Hey, listen, no, there's, you know, the White Sox and the Angels. That's not bad. But all things considering, at this point, they should have just taken the night off and given college baseball the entire slate and said, all right, listen, we got nothing. We got no good games, so let's just give them the slate tonight. But I'm assuming, Taylor, even though it is a scrap heap special tonight, that you have a bunch of props for us and plays tonight.
Of course I do. I like a lot of K props tonight. Not too many sides. Of course, no totals as usual for me. I rarely ever touch the totals. But I do like a few different K props, and I have a little bit of a same game parlay that you can play in the Nationals Mariners game, or you could play both of my props as straight bets as well.
Man, the Nationals and the Mariners tonight, like we said. Yeah. You know what? Like I said, the White Sox game is pretty good, and the Cincinnati Red game is pretty good. So America got Cincinnati Red fever. They go on a 12-game win streak. The Atlanta Braves roll into town. The Braves end up taking 2 of 3. It'll be interesting to see if the Reds can continue this now that they go on the road and they get a very good Baltimore Oriole team that will not care and are sort of similar to them. So right? The Orioles won't be impressed. You're not catching Baltimore off guard. Baltimore right now are minus 135 favorites versus the visiting Cincinnati Reds. The total is 10. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. We've got Cam Stewart in the house. Taylor Mathis rocking it with us. We got a six-pack of Major League Baseball games on tap tonight. A couple of them are somewhat interesting, but it doesn't mean that we can't make money on this board. Cincinnati and Baltimore. We've got the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Mets that just keep finding new ways to hit new lows. The Minnesota Twins and the Atlanta Braves in action tonight. That's actually, you know what? All kidding aside, we're talking about it being such a bad game. That is a matchup of first place teams, guys, right? Technically. I mean, Minnesota. And we know Atlanta are good. Big favorites, though. Atlanta are minus 230. The Detroit Tigers are in Texas tonight. White Sox and Angels. Of course, the Angels put up 25 runs over the weekend and still managed to lose the series somehow, Taylor. You got to like that. Like all the talk, oh, they killed them. Yeah, they lost the series. Colorado ended up taking two or three anyways.
Depressing stuff. You got your offense on, and then your pitching ruins it for you.
Yeah, you know what, though? The Angels have been playing pretty good baseball.
Don't you ever notice that, Morenci, when a team wins like the Jays used to do that? 22-5 next game. Where'd the runs go? It's like weird. It's like
you basically bet the under the next day.
Yes. Agreed. And the thing is, that's the thing. You let the cat out of the bag. You were on fire. Everyone, like you saw, even in the College World Series, that was wild. LSU had a 9-run inning. That tied a record in the College World Series. And we got 13 runs for the Angels. You said it, man. Like the next day, that's why I'm just not in any rush to take the over in this college game here. Everyone, like, there's still some good arms that are in there and available at any point in time. It's a do-or-die game, so you know these managers aren't going to be screwing around.
Yeah, it's interesting that the total went from 8.5 to 9.5 for the College Baseball World Series championship game tonight, in which I don't think anybody thought, like we talked about this last night on Sports Rage, Skeens, man, the guy's thrown 243 pitches, man, in like the last like 9 days. Like he wasn't starting. He's the potential number one pick of the draft. His arm's going to fall off, but you know the kid's a competitor and the national championship is on the line. So they're in one of these weird spots, but as expected, he's going to come in into the game in like the sixth inning or something, right? In the fifth inning, and they're going to try to hope that Thatcher Hurd can slow down this Florida Gator offense, but nobody's talking about my boy Jack Caglione and the Florida Gators.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. Reggie Redick, Cam Stewart in the house. Cam's getting cold feet now about the LSU Tigers.
I am.
Considering how trendy that they are.
Yeah.
Very trendy. Ooh, LSU this, LSU that.
I don't like that. LSU. I don't like trendy. Like
Paul Skeens, like... Paul Skeens.
You bring up a good point.
This?
It's like they beat them 24-4. I was on
they
LSU.
Beat them 24-4 yesterday. They're plus 120 today.
I'm kind of riding the ship
down
to the end.
And the ace isn't starting.
I know.
He's not starting.
I know.
The other guy's pretty good, though. Thatcher Hurd's good.
He is good. But
so how about this, though? 10 times the College Baseball World Series. Last 10 times has gone to three games. The team that won game two has won 7 of the 10 times. And the last 5 straight times. So the last 5 times the College Baseball World Series went to 3 games, the team that won game 2 won game 3 after.
So I'm betting on LSU. Everybody at the ESPN loves them. You told me they just did a feature where they didn't even show Florida. This is now I am concerned. I'm not going to lie. I'm very concerned. Actually,
it's like Monday Night Football, Taylor. Like whatever they pick, I love it. Yeah. The parenting thing, I'm like excellent. Yeah, on the other side, good, good.
Yeah, give me
good.
Yes.
Well, it's all these people it's don't so watch true. College baseball, like right, and they're like, oh yeah, LSU and Skeens and they're pitching and LSU. I don't know. LSU became the team that everybody talks about all the time, Taylor, every day in the media for whatever reason. You know what I mean? Like they don't talk about the Gators much. And it's funny, you don't talk about the Gators much because they didn't do all this drama. That's the whole thing, Cam. They're getting, like, disrespected somehow because they win easy. Like, you know what I mean? Remember, like, they booked their spot easy. They were cashed in. Boom, we're in the World Series. They didn't play it. LSU were on TV every night playing against Wake Forest in these crazy games. So people love the drama of it.
Yeah.
And they do have the top 2 picks in the Major League Baseball draft.
Right.
The Cruz dude and Skeens. I totally get it. But the Florida Gators, Taylor, are a damn good baseball team. And, you know, they're sick and tired of, like, this LSU love fest all the time. And they're probably thinking, we're underdogs, even though we just put 24 runs up against these guys. I'm taking the Florida Gators tonight,
solid
guys.
Point.
I'm on the Gators, and I'm on the under 9.5.
Solid point. I like it. I mean, anytime you hear ESPN overly hyping a certain team or player, just take the opposite. I'm honestly surprised when I was
like
watching ESPN earlier, they didn't even mention the College World Series. It was all still about the NBA, Draymond Green not taking his player option. CP3 was actually on NBA Today. I don't know if you guys saw that either, talking about joining the Warriors and what that's going to be like. That's all they could talk about was the NBA. So I'm like, we're not even in season. Move on to something else.
The Golden State Warriors could qualify for a senior citizen's home, that locker room.
They could.
Like, you know, I mean,
a lot of bias with the Lakers and Golden State.
Join the Lakers.
I like AARP. Treat seniors nice, but it might as well be called the Laker Golden State Hour. Who cares about anybody else getting drafted, right? Oh, God forbid Giannis plays in Milwaukee or the Raptors drafted Dick. You know, like nobody talks about nothing. Like it's just like it's the same damn stuff all the time. It's actually sickening when you think about it. That's my
speaking guess. Of sickening, how about drinking 57,387 Jello shots?
That's I've drinking a lot of Jello shots before, but that's gross.
Jello shots suck. Like, what is it? Jello
they
shots?
Suck.
Like,
yeah. Oh, just, yeah. How about you eat Jello?
What's that? It's like the little writer. Cup of Jello thing there.
Yeah.
Can you get drunk off of that?
Do you get drunk off of Jello shots? Liquor. It depends. Ratio
if you
of liquor 57,000
of that,
Jello.
You get drunk off of it.
Right? If you do very little of the Jello and all vodka, yeah, you can. But a lot of people do the ratio Jello, very little bit of alcohol.
Lame.
You just got to mix it. It is pretty lame. It's a lame shot. Agreed. As a gentleman, you should
I guess
tequila shot, vodka shot, Jameson. That's a man shot, not Jello shots. That's weak. Just saying.
All right. I should note only a portion. They give a little bit to local charity, actually. So it really is just a booze fest. Rocco's Pizza and Cantina has hosted the unofficial official Jello Shot National Championship every year. And LSU fans have drank 57,000 Jello Shots.
That's who I'm betting
but
on
one
tonight.
Of their boosters bought the bar 30,000 shots.
Oh, okay. Wow. He's loaded.
He bought $30,000. Yeah, he bought.
Wow.
Probably get sick though, like of all that jello before you get drunk.
Yes,
like,
you would.
I'm
yeah,
well, either going to go vodka and or I'll just have jello. I don't want. I don't like mixing things. Like you know, I'm not mixing. Like no, if I'm gonna have some jello, it'll be for dessert with a little whipped cream on top. I don't need it with my alcohol.
That sounds like epileptic shock to me. Like having that much jello and like it doesn't sound like a real good play.
Yeah, that's diabetes that right dangerous. There. Forget about alcohol poisoning.
Imagine that. You give me a tray of those, Marantz, you'll be finding me in my drool. Like I won't even make it. I'm like just be starfished in the bar. Like you bring the paddles in. Yeah, that's not happening.
I like this. The Stanford kids only drank $912 worth.
Of course.
Yeah, because they're smart. drinking that crap. No, they got bounced early in the tournament. That's why they weren't there. LSU had been here for a while.
That's a good
call. The record. Yeah. You see, Oral Roberts, the Christians, it should say 0000, right? They're pretty hardcore. $3,297.
Not bad.
I tell you, the kids at Florida really, I don't think they went. I don't know, 3,270. LSU, wow, they're $5 a shot.
Oh,
it's five
God.
Bucks. I see the sign here.
What a price for a jello shot.
I'm not paying $5 for a jello shot.
They used to give jello shots away for like 50 cents. Like, what the hell's going on?
Jello shots, exactly.
Come on,
that's
man.
The thing when the girl walks around with the free stuff at some party. Yeah. It's like, hey, a tray of jello. Right. Like, nah, pass.
How about a tray for $5? Not one. Yeah, you got
a tray.
See, like, not enough.
Dude. All right. Screw the jello shot, says Cam Stewart.
Yeah,
all right, so
I do.
Cam's on LSU. I'm going under 9.5, and I'm taking the Florida Gators. What's your pick, Taylor, for the college baseball?
I'm going to go with the Florida Gators. After everything you said, Gabe, I'm with you. And especially if everybody on at ESPN is on LSU, I'm going to go with the Gators, too. Take the underdog.
Chomp, chomp.
Cam, LSU in the under for you?
I've already made the bet. I can't bet against myself. Yeah, that's LSU in the under. Yeah, I don't like the data that I'm hearing. I'm basically going against every trend. You're saying the team that won game two has won 5 in a row, 7 of the last 10.
Yeah, and
the world's
last
on
10,
LSU. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, well, I guess I got to go down with the ship. Yeah. But they've been good to me.
You got Thatcher Hurd. Thatcher Hurd starting on the hill here tonight for LSU.
He's good.
Hurd has a 1.50 earned run average through two appearances in Omaha. He worked 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, 1 earned run, struck out 6, walked 4, threw 47 pitches against Wake Forest on Thursday, gave up 1 hit and no earned runs. Since 11th start of the season, he's, okay. Thatcher Hurd overall this season, ERA 5.97. He's not started a game since May 24th, which tells me because they didn't want him starting a game.
This doesn't sound very good. Why are they favorites? Like, what the hell have I walked into?
He hasn't started since May 24th, and he's starting tonight. I don't think it's by choice. I think
it's like you and Taylor had a sign that said free booze, and I walked in, and it was a Jehovah's Witness meeting or something. I don't know what the hell's going on here anymore. I feel tricked.
Me and Taylor all business. You walked right for the LSU jello shots. Hey, free jello shots
did.
Over here.
Oh, they look good at the time. I got problems, yeah. This guy sounds like a can. No, what was his other record before that, though? You had some good numbers before.
See, you like where I started off with.
Can you repeat that?
When I said Hurd has a 1.5 earned run average through two appearances in Omaha.
That's good. He's in good form. Excellent form. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Happening, he's sort of been just sort of in and out. Like, he only threw 47 pitches against Wake Forest. Yeah.
That's a problem.
And think of all the big games they played in, Cam. How come he hasn't started one of them?
It's concerning. I think they have a couple guys waiting in the wings, too. I wrote this thing that they're going to have like a pitcher.
Yeah, Paul Skeens.
Skeens could be another probably going to come in the third or fourth, they were thinking. But
and listen, Jack Caglione, we'll get into him. He's 7-3, but he's got control issues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. You know, on a night that there actually should be a 6:40 game, there isn't. We started 7 tonight across the board, Major League Baseball, a little bit later on. I'm looking forward to seeing what some of Taylor's strikeout props are. There's a couple of them flying under the radar. There's one that's 3.5 that I'm like, you know what? This guy actually goes over this like all the time, but he's not a household name at all, which is interesting. But I got a same game parlay for a game that's starting in a couple of minutes. It's not baseball. We scan the globe here on the show, looking for winners. And let's do this thing, Gold Cup style. Let's get my parlay up. This is the first time, I believe, that the country of Martinique has ever been discussed on Sports Grid Radio or Television Network.
Exactly.
The words true. El Salvador are not said very often either.
Very rare.
We got a real barn burner here, Cam. El Salvador and Martinique. All kidding aside, actually, Martinique have played pretty good football. And but El Salvador, they can't lose to Martinique. This is a big game for El Salvador. El Salvador, like, -160 to win in 90 minutes. But I don't think there'll be 4 goals in this game. So we got it to +100. All right, so El Salvador to win, under 3.5, +100. 100 returns $200. I'm expecting Salvador to win in this game 1-0. Maybe it's 2-1. Maybe, you know, maybe 2-0, but maybe it's 2-1. I really would be surprised if there's 4 goals in this game. This game starts in 4 minutes. Cam already got the bet in. El Salvador and El Salvador, Martinique under 3.5. See, we bet on everything, Taylor.
You sure do. Canada's playing tonight too, Morant. You got to find a way to get them in the mix.
That's tomorrow.
Crazy.
Tomorrow.
Was that tomorrow? Oh, I thought it was tonight. I was like going to take Canada and the under 3.5 in that one, but now I'll have another some more time to put that together. Oh, I thought that was today.
Costa Rica and Panama play tonight a little bit later
interesting.
On.
Interesting.
Canada play Guadeloupe tomorrow.
Yeah, Guadalupe. Yeah, interesting.
And that game's in Toronto, actually. They're going to murder them. Except Canada's held a press conference to basically say that they're on the verge of bankruptcy. And it's pretty pathetic. Yes. And the World Cup going to Canada, and their soccer team's talking about filing for bankruptcy protection. I didn't realize this. They flew them last week to the Nations League. The players flew on a coach in the back. Soccer players are sitting a coach on planes right now. All right, let's get to so there's my same game parlay for the soccer game that's starting in 3 minutes time for the D-gens, although, hey, soccer is the biggest sport in the world. There'll be more money, even though, like, we laugh, oh, my God, Martinique and El Salvador. There'll be more money on the El Salvador-Martinique game than any Major League Baseball game tonight, like, in the world.
Oh, big time.
Like, I mean, it's a Gold Cup game. Like, it's a big game. Yeah. People are betting it. But let's see what Taylor is betting. And maybe somebody in Belgium right now is going to say, you know what? I'm betting baseball tonight. Let's rock.
Yes.
What do you got, Taylor?
Perfect. Perfect. Oh, first game I'm going to look at is the Brewers-Mets. The Brewers taking Milwaukee on the run line. I wouldn't be afraid to sprinkle some money on the money line as well. This play has more to do with the Mets than it really has to do with the Brewers. The Brewers are coming off taking a rubber match against the Guardians in extra innings. Good win for them, but what's more impressive is how bad New York's luck has been lately. Yesterday, they were 6 outs away from a win, and the Phillies piled on 4 runs in the 8th. for the Mets to lose in a crazy fashion. They've lost seven straight series and are 5-15 in their last 20 games. The pitching is pretty much the culprit. They've allowed 24 runs to pass the plate in the last four games. Today they have ace Justin Verlander on the bump. In the past, that would mean an automatic win for the Mets, but not this season. 4.50 ERA, 2-4 record. And New York has lost four out of its last five outings that Verlander's pitched. I think this is because Verlander is 40 years old. He's 40. It's catching up with him. There's injuries, inconsistencies. He's human, and age catches up with professional athletes. The Brewers should be able to get to Verlander and the Mets. Brewers on the run line. If you want to be crazy, you take them on the money line, too.
He was the pitcher I was talking about, actually, tonight, Colin Ray. All right, he's coming off a two-strikeout performance against Arizona only, but before that, 4-8, 5-6, 4. He's only got to get to 4 here tonight against this Mets team. I'm intrigued by that. Who do you like in that game, Cam? Who are you taking, Milwaukee or the New York Mets? And as Taylor stated, the Mets are just a train wreck right now. The Mets haven't won a series since May 30th. They could have. They, you know, they've blown a lot of games. They're 6-15 in their last 21 baseball games, this team. Who do you like, Cam? Milwaukee or the Mets? Are you betting this game?
It's Milwaukee or nothing. I have not bet this game yet, but I also was looking at the over. I was thinking the Mets can get some runs, but they've had some real bullpen issues. It's just one of those things where they just can't seem to get it right. I think they can hit the ball, but that looks like an attainable number to me. Computer likes the Mets.
Reds, Taylor, any props for you guys? We'll get back to Taylor's best bets. Any with this one, the Reds and the De La Cruz just absolutely on fire right now. What do you think, Taylor, the Reds and the Orioles game?
I'm going to take the Reds as underdogs here. They're coming off of two losses to the Braves. I think they start to right the ship again after 12 wins in a row. Hey, Gabe, we were both on the Reds to beat the Braves in game one, and they did as underdogs.
Never
so that
in
was
doubt.
A great play. Yeah, me either. I was never in doubt either. They came back.
What a game.
They made it happen. I'm back on Cincinnati as well to get it done on Monday.
I like Baltimore tonight. I don't love
so
it.
So do I.
Like Baltimore.
I actually do.
Field.
I like Baltimore. I've already bet it. Like, I looked at this spot, and I'm like, Baltimore, I think they got a better pitcher on the hill. They're at home. They're a very dangerous team. I agree with, like, you could look at the Reds as a dog, and they're always intriguing, Gabe, but I really like the Orioles tonight. I bet them. I think they take care of business tonight.
The thing with me with Cincinnati is it's somewhat of a letdown right now. And I don't mean, like, oh, it's like, flat for them, but it was quite a run. You won 12 games in a row. Suddenly you put yourself back on the map. You're selling out the stadium. There's like an electric atmosphere in the stadium. Now you're going on the road. Like I said, Baltimore only 4.5 games back at Tampa right now. People don't realize how good Baltimore actually are. Mm-hmm. And it's such a short price. But you know what's crazy about this is Williamson of the Reds. This is where, like, just the randomness of baseball. He gets hit pretty hard. Right. Yet the Reds are 7-1 in his eight starts. He started eight games and they've won seven of them. It's like this bizarro world. And there's some pitchers that they lose all the time, but they actually don't pitch poorly. And as far as De La Cruz is concerned, I got to get a piece of De La Cruz here over 1.5 total bases, 15-35, 10 home runs, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, 3 stolen bases in the last 8 games. This guy's just unbelievable on fire, his torrid start to his big league career. But I do like Baltimore tonight. All right.
With you.
I'm going, so for me, Charlie Ray over 3.5 strikeouts. Yeah, we're going head to head. Charlie Ray over 3.5 strikeouts for me in the Brewers game. I'm not playing a side. I'm taking the Baltimore Orioles. Let me get the De La Cruz prop up here. But Taylor, Cam, I'll throw it to you. Cam, any thoughts on the Braves and the Twins game tonight?
That's a tough game. I was looking at a pretty good pitching matchup, too. Ryder, you always look at his strikeout prop, but now it's like 9.5. I was talking about that with Ferrelte. Yeah. Very, very high. You need a clean ride at 10, as we talk about. I'm not laying that kind of juice with the Atlanta Braves. I think it's like a very, very high price. Minnesota's capable, but I'm not betting this game. I don't have a bet in this game. Baltimore's my play early, and I have a couple late plays.
To me, this is the same game parlay material. I'll share it a little bit after. Taylor, as Cam mentioned, 9.5 for Strider. It is pretty pricey. You got the Twins rolling in here. What's your take on that game?
Oh, I agree. I don't like the Spencer Strider over whatsoever. Although the Twins have the worst K rate in baseball to right-handed pitchers, Strider's hit this under in 5 straight games, and 9.5 is high. That's high for any pitcher to get 10 strikeouts. Don't love any play in particular in this game either. I'm not betting anything.
It is high, and I've shied away from Strider. I warned people about when it started to get into that 9.5. There was a 10.5 once even, that it's just too high. I actually think he does go off tonight and get there. As you stated, Minnesota strike out a lot. I think Atlanta are going to win this game. You know, they're a machine, this team, right? They don't get people don't talk about them for whatever reason.
That's true.
But they're 10-1 in their last 11 games. They're just like on a roll right now. They roll into Cincinnati. They win 2 or 3 here. Their offense is absolutely killing it right now. Over the last 11 games, the Braves have put up 89 runs in their last 11 games. And they don't do it where they score 25 and just one. They just sort of systematically keep boom, boom, boom coming at you here. I think they're going to win. One player that's smoking hot for everybody, for you prop players, is Royce Lewis of the Minnesota Twins. He's got a 10-game hit streak going right now. He's hitting .462, 12 of his last 26 at-bats in his last 10 games. Very impressive run for Lewis. I got a same-game parlay that I'll share after. I'm going to put the Braves, Cam, in moneyline parlays.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm not touching that game tonight. I just I think the Braves are probably going to win, but there's something tells me I'm just staying away from it.
All right, we're coming up to a break here, but the next game is sort of it's a little later. Detroit and Texas, another pricey spot here. You got Boyd on the hill. Boyd's been a money burner for the Detroit Tigers. Texas have been now they're back home. It wasn't, it was a decent road trip. I would expect Texas to beat them tonight. Like, let's get to the chase here.
Yeah.
There's the parlay, and keep it simple. Texas and Atlanta. It's +115.
Yep. Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sometimes I don't overthink things, Taylor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't want to put run lines and all this crap. There's a +115, little plus money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions continues. We're talking Major League Baseball right now. We'll get back to the College Baseball World Series, 7 o'clock Eastern, first pitch. Tonight, National Championship on the line, the LSU Tigers and the Florida Gators. As we stated, the money's been coming in on LSU because the mainstream media has been pimping the LSU Tigers all day long, and they're like the national story. And, it's come down a little bit now. So we got up there to like -156. It's now -145. Florida Gators +114. Total is under 9.5 right now. Is -108. The over -122. I like the under 9.5. All right, we got Taylor Mathis' best bets in the house with us. Let's get after it right now. I know you're on Milwaukee, but let's get the board back up and see what you're taking here tonight. Let's rock. What do you got? Matthew Boyd.
Right, Detroit starter Matthew Boyd under 5.5 strikeouts. Boyd's 5.5, 5.37 ERA. Earlier this season, Boyd pitched against Texas and went under this number with 5 Ks. Taking a glance at this Texas lineup against Boyd, shortstop Corey Seager, 250 batting average. He's never struck out against Boyd. Catcher Michael Garver, 18 plate appearances, 333 batting average. The Rangers fare well against Boyd. Boyd does a great job of keeping his fastball and his slider in the zone, but his out-of-zone strikeout rate is down from last year. When you're searching for players to swing out of the zone, the Rangers aren't going to be that team. Top 10 K rate against southpaws, and Texas doesn't chase. They have the best batting average in all of baseball and on-base percentage in the majors when a hitter has 2 strikes on him. It stands out above the rest of the entire MLB. Boyd under 5.5 strikeouts is the play.
Love it.
I like where you go with that, in that a lot of people only take overs when it comes to strikeout props. I like going with the under as well, especially against a team like Texas, as you mentioned. He got to 5 when he pitched against them once this year, but they rocked him as well. They scored 5 runs on him, but he still got the 5 strikeouts. But I like that. I like attacking it. I've been playing, will a pitcher get the decision? No. Will they record the win? No. I like picking up pitchers to the negative and not just to take the over as well. I do think Texas are going to win this game. Boyd 1-7 with a 6.39 ERA in 10 appearances against. And that's another thing, too. He's always been bad against the Rangers. That's a pretty big body of work. 9 starts against the Rangers, 1-7 with a 6.39 ERA, including this year giving up 5 runs. I would look for Boyd to get rocked tonight as well. All right, next up, you got the Chicago White Sox. I tell you what, Dylan Cease has been locked in. This guy's dialed in.
Damn right.
Talk to me about this game. What do you think, Taylor?
He sure has. We got Chicago as my underdog play of the day on the money line. White Sox starter Dylan Cease is beginning to look like the Dylan Cease that we know of last year. At the start of the season, Cease had a lot of regression. Overall pitching and strikeout rate was down from last year, but over his last 4 starts and outings, only allowing 5 total runs combined in 32 strikeouts. Cease sticks with that fastball-slider combo that he loves. The Angels are very average against both of those pitches. Reed Detmer's on the bump for LA, 4.08 expected ERA. Detmer's issue is control. He can't keep the ball in the zone, and he walks an average of almost 4 players a game. Plus the White Sox sluggers, Eloy Jimenez and Luis Roberts, crush lefties. Cease is the better starter. And once you move beyond the starters, you take a look at the bullpens. The White Sox have better stuff plus, better K rate, better walk rate. The value on the White Sox right now is too good for me to pass up at plus 116 on FanDuel.
Dylan Cease over 6.5 strikeouts, too. I got to lay a little juice. Bless you. I've got to lay a little juice. With 40 cents here, but I'm going to go with Dylan Cease over 6.5 strikeouts. Detmers has been hard luck. Like, Dylan Cease has been really, really good. As we stated, he's really started to dial it up. He's given up 2 runs or less in 5 of his last 6 starts. As far as Detmers is concerned, they're 1-4 in the last 5 starts that he's pitched, but he's actually pitched pretty well. So he just hasn't had a lot of luck. It'd be interesting to see how the Angels respond after getting home. They lose 2 of 3 to the Rockies, despite putting up 25 on Saturday. One thing we will note, the Angels have been dominant against the White Sox for whatever reason over the years, as the Angels are 24-6 the last 30 times that Chicago have played in Los Angeles. Cam, what's your pick for this game? What are you doing?
Taylor and I disagree on at the Baltimore Cincy. I love the White Sox too. They're one of my dogs. I played them earlier today. I think Dylan Cease, Gabe, remember I've had him as my Cy Young guy. I look like a complete moron. I wish the season started over his last 4 or 5 outings and I actually could have been doing something with this. But I like the White Sox. They took 2 of 3 from Boston. Looks like they're coming around a little bit. I know Detmers has been a hard luck guy. Very impressive stats you bring to the table, but you're going to give me Chicago as a dog. I like the starter. Taylor's right. The bullpen's all right. I like a dog in this situation right now. Give me the White Sox plus money. I'll take it.
Computer, 59%. It's a pretty high percentage rate that the computer likes the Angels.
Yeah, me and Peter aren't getting along very good lately. It's a very torn relationship. Definitely.
Because you're a small market router and the computer's a big city slick.
Yeah, computer. Yeah, he's a big city slick.
It likes the LA and New York teams
yes,
all the time.
It does.
59% LA Angels.
Yes, you're right. He's a metropolitan computer. 13. Yeah, exactly. You're so right, Gabe.
What did it have for the Mets, actually? Go back. I didn't. What did it have for the Mets? Let me see.
I think like 58%. I think it was like at high, too. It was, yeah, 56.5.
Yeah, come on. Come on. This team is 5-16 in their last 21 games, and they got a 56.
He's got a big city problem. This microchip. You don't like the small markets, do you?
I think there's the computer is stuck on what we know from the past, not what baseball is
becoming right now.
A lot of these surprising young teams from these lower markets that are taking over.
I know the guy that I'm aware who programs our computer. I think he's spending too much time concerned about the Celtics offseason moves than he is the baseball.
That's
our boy Arturo.
I know who programs the computer. He's got problems with the NBA offseason.
See him on Twitter talking about NBA basketball, man. Tell me. Tweak something with the computer. Mets, bro. Like, you got him at 56%, man. They're terrible.
That's
I don't know. Maybe this is a big thing. Metal Matt, our guy Metal Matt, the Met fan. He's the one that does the computer.
He tweaks it.
56%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, yeah, so as you said, Dylan Cease, he has given up two runs or less in five of his last six games. It's a real toss-up. I hate betting on teams when they're just back from road trips. It's a strange game. Plus, not to mention, the Angels are super injured, too. They keep losing guys, like, every day.
They are.
But they did trade for Escobar. They traded for Moustakas the other night after the game as well. Tough toss. This is a toss-up. I'm going with Dylan Cease over 6.5 strikeouts. That's just my pick for that game.
I like that.
Interesting.
White Sox.
Yeah, Dylan Cease over 6.5 strikeouts, and
really,
I could play
I
it in
like
game.
I like the under personally on Cease if I was going to take a strikeout on him. I like the under 6.5.
I think it's a low scoring game. I think it's a low scoring game, and Cease has like let's say 8. Maybe 7. Maybe we just get there. I like your negativity, Taylor, but I think we're just gonna get there to 7 or 8. All right, let's get her screen back up here. What else you got for us here, Taylor?
All right, we've got two plays Luis within Castillo. The Nationals Mariners game. On both starting pitchers, you can take them as straight bets. Both are in plus money. Place them in a same game parlay. It comes out to plus 333. Washington starter Trevor Williams over 4.5 strikeouts, my favorite play of the day. Williams has hit this over 50% of the time in his last four starts, and he's relying on his best pitch, which is that slider. The slider's producing a 30% whiff rate, and Williams' swinging strike rate is also above 10% right now. Williams is being undervalued in the K market. In a strikeout machine team like the Mariners that has the second worst K rate to right-handed pitchers, I like the over 4.5 strikeouts for Williams. Mariners pitcher Luis Castillo grabbing him under 5.5 punch outs. Castillo's a big strikeout guy, averaging almost 7 Ks in his last 10 games. Castillo, though, is coming off of his worst strikeout performance of the year, just 3 strikeouts against the Yankees. Career numbers with the Nationals, 0-5, averaging just 5 Ks a game, which is under that 5.5 strikeouts mark. Castillo uses his 4-seamer most frequently. Washington does well against the fastball. They have the best K rate in the majors, 2 righties. Castillo under 5.5 strikeouts. Williams over 4.5 strikeouts.
I like it. I like where you're going with this. Castillo has been struggling. Seattle getting back home. We keep waiting for Seattle to turn the corner. As well, Cam, what are you doing with the Seattle game later against the Washington Nationals?
I feel like one of us is going to have a good night tonight, Taylor. I like him. I like Castillo in a bounce back spot tonight against the Nationals. This is my same game parlay. I feel like it was Castillo 6 strikeouts, Mariners win to plus 101. I like Seattle tonight. I know Washington's been playing better. Don't want to lay the juice, Morenci, but I think he rebounds after that bad start against the Yankees. He had before that like 10, 8. The guy was on fire. Hey, everybody can hit a roadblock now. I think I'm going to take Castillo to bounce back against the Washington Nationals tonight. So that's my same game parlay. Don't let me down again, Luis. I had you before when you had three. Get six tonight. Let's go.
I try to stay positive and think that every day is a good day as far as there's always value on the board. And it doesn't matter whether it's glamorous or not. But tonight just sucks. Let's just call it up for what it is. I got money on a Martinique-El Salvador game, and Martinique just
scored 10 minutes into the game. If it wins, it's the best game ever. If El Salvador 2-0, you'll go, oh, I love this international soccer. And if it
it's like I'm looking at this. Happens? Like, really? The Washington Nationals and the Seattle Mariners tonight. Great. Mariners minus 250.
We got LSU in Florida in literally 9 minutes, man. That's going to be the game of the night. I'd rather bet
on Monday Night Raw. Pass that law so I can bet on wrestling at FanDuel.
Yeah, I'll bet on Monday Night Raw.
At least something. Sounds
great.
Forget this. Give me Seth freaking Rollins tonight, man. Yeah, -440. Exactly. Let's go. Seth Rollins. So there it is. That's the college baseball. We got college baseball and we got the Major League Baseball card tonight. Couple of Gold Cup soccer games. And Cam, you've got your same game parlay. Why don't we get it up here right now since you're going head-to-head with Taylor on this?
I know. I don't like to. We got one thing in common tonight. One thing in common, we have the White Sox. We'll always have the White Sox tonight.
There we go. Seattle Mariners. We got one thing in common.
Yes, we did. The White Sox. And Luis Castillo to read down
the steps. I don't know if you want to play against me right now, though, either, because I've been pretty hot. I think I went...
I don't want to play against anybody right now.
When I was on, I was 4-1 on Monday.
You don't want to play against anybody.
Holy jeez. Just like, he's coming at me hard. I did have the second place player in golf this week. Is that Brian Harman at 75-1? Can I get a taste?
Not good enough. Not good enough.
No, not good enough.
I like how she calls you out and says, hey, I wouldn't get in front of me.
I'm scared now. You didn't tell me you're on a heater, too. Now I got real problems.
No, I remember actually last time you were on when Cam was here, Taylor. He did say, oh, I'm just going to follow Taylor. I'm cold right now. So there seems to be a pattern.
Oh,
there,
we got Taylor rattling San Diego game, too, Taylor. It was brutal.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. We've got some baseball going off the board. Really, yeah, we still got a little bit of time here. So let's get Taylor's best bets up because she's going to be leaving us after the first hour of the show here. Those are Taylor Mathis's best bets of the night here tonight. Milwaukee to beat Matt's Mets. Matthew Boyd under 5.5 strikeouts. White Sox money line. Let's get it, Taylor. And you're going head-to-head with Cam tonight, Taylor. I like that. Yeah, Luis Castillo. Yeah.
And somebody's winning, apparently. So I'm stepping
somebody's
into a
winning. Somebody's losing. I got baby. Right. I got baby.
She doesn't think it's going to be her.
Oh, I know.
I got.
I'm quite aware of that.
Give me Colin Ray.
You made an interesting point earlier that a lot of people always just go for the over on K props and want to see the best in pitchers. Statistically, so far this season, if you've taken the under on K props as opposed to the over, you've been more profitable. So
I believe it. Yeah, people like to bet on the overs. It's true with the strikeout props. And as I say this, I'm about to bet on the over of one here. But it's only 3.5. So give me Colin Ray over 3.5. Colin Ray over 3.5 strikeouts in the Brewers and the Mets game. Give me Ellie De La Cruz over 1.5 total bases. And the Baltimore Orioles to win the game. A lot more picks on the other side. What you got for us, Cam? And, oh, yeah, the College Baseball World Series. The Florida Gators, +114, +118, whatever it is. I'm taking the Florida Gators and give me under 9.5 in the College Baseball World Series game.
Hopefully that Tiger can get there and attack the Gator before he pulls him into the lake. No. I'm going to take LSU.
Gator's going to chomp that Tiger up.
It's got to be quick. Anyway, we'll see what happens. I like that under. I like LSU. I'm riding these Tigers till the end. Give me the Baltimore Orioles as well, Renzi. I love them tonight against Cincinnati. Let's go.
All right, good stuff, Taylor. Always a pleasure. I've said, may the winners be yours.
Yeah.
Pretty much all.
Well,
I'm
yeah. Yeah. They will be the Reds, Cam. Though. Sorry to tell you.
Sorry. We can't wish you luck on the Reds tonight. We're Orioles Nation over here.
I like to. Yeah. I'm gonna pick the tan girl side as opposed to the pale, stress-looking guy.
Oh, big time.
I'll go with you, Taylor.
Who's this